want you to get this. He says, don't waste time arguing over godless ideas and old wives' tales. Instead, train yourself to be godly. Do you know, as a Christian, you are supposed to train yourself to be godly? What are some things that you can do to be a godly young person? What are some things we need to do? Read our Bibles. Pray.
Go to church.
Go to church. Those are all things that you can do to become more like Christ. Now, Paul said this too, though. He says, physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and the life to come. So here's the thing. Guess what? I hate to tell you this. If you're a really good tennis player and you're professional and you make millions of dollars, guess what? You eventually get too old to play. I mean, you can only be good at tennis for a little period of time because physically you get too old to play. But here's the thing about spiritual training. Spiritual training helps you live not only now, but when you die someday. You see, for the Christian, when you die, you simply keep on living. But it's in the presence of God. Okay? Train yourself to be spiritual. Come to church. Learn to read your Bible when you can read. Learn to pray. Do those things that help you become more like Jesus. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids. Help them to be all that you want them to be. And I pray, Lord, we be the kind of church that trains people to be like Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right.